You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Kristen Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. T-Rod. And you're listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
All right, welcome to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. My name is Wes. I am your host here at All Action Sports Radio. And don't forget, you can always check us out on Facebook at All Action Sports Radio. And our our email, allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. Our tip line is 855-892-9606 if you have any ideas for us to cover an event, a story, an athlete, or you just want to tell us you love us here at All Action Sports Radio. We have a great, great show this week. I'm actually very excited. We have a couple of guests we've been chasing for a little bit. They've been super, super busy, and they're going to be on the show this week. We have Devin Logan. She, of course, won silver in slopestyle at the Sochi Olympics, and she's been, you know, seeing the world. She had her own day in her hometown of Dover, Vermont, and she went and saw the president, I believe it was this past week, and she's going to be here with us on All Action Sports Radio. I'm super excited about that. And Martin Davalos, he's a points leader right now on the East Coast for the Supercross 250 series, and we're going to have him on All Action Sports Radio today, and I'm super stoked to have him on the show. And I'm very excited to have Zach Weisberg. He's the publisher and editor of The Inertia. If you're not familiar with The Inertia, and you should be, it's a multimedia platform created for and by surfers, and it's just an awesome website if you want to check it out. It's The Inertia, INERTIA.com. And I'm super stoked to have Zach on the show this week. He's filling in for Ryan Simmons, who's off in Ecuador with the USA surf team competing. So thank you, Zach, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. First, I want to give another congratulations to Carissa Moore for winning the second stop on the ASP Tour. The Drug Aware Pro in Margaret River is going on as we speak. And last week, Carissa Moore, she took it on the second stop. So I want to give her a big hearty congratulations from all of us here at All Action Sports Radio. Now, we have our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram contest. We talked about it last week, and it's on our Facebook page and our website. And the way it works is you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Instagram. And Pam, she is our booking producer for guests, has randomly written down a number. And when that Facebook like number or that Twitter follow number or that Instagram follow number is on that paper that she like tucked in an envelope, then we'll contact you, and you can pick something out of our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. I call it swag. Some people call it swag. You know, I got a couple of emails like, you're calling it swag, and it's swag. Really? That's what you email me about? We have T-shirts, backpacks, wheels, things like that. So like us on Facebook, All Action Sports Radio, Twitter, All Action Sport, no S, and Instagram, All Action Sports Radio. And if you get that lucky number, then you can go in our swag bag and you know, maybe get a really cool backpack, something from the X Games, or you can get something from the other festivals that we frequent here at All Action Sports Radio. All right, our guests this week, of course, we have Jason Weingand from RacerX Online, Talking Moto, Martin Davalos, leading the points series for the East Coast in the 250 series, and we have Devin Logan, winner of the Slopestyle Silver Medalist, and we're looking forward to having her here. And we'll have Zach Weisberg, the publisher and editor from The Inertia, talking surfing later in the show. But before we get to all that, we have our song of the week, Girl Talk and Freeway, featuring Waka Flocka Flame. Next, we go to Jason Weingand, and he's going to be talking moto from RacerX Online now. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we have a lot of new faces and ears listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. So we want to keep welcoming all our fans and all the stations that keep signing up to be a part of our syndication here. So I want to give a big shout-out over to Tallahassee, to station WFLA 100.7. Thank you for signing up and being a part of All Action Sports Radio. All right, we're in our motocross segment. We're with Jason Weingand, the RacerX Online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series, the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. Jason, welcome to All Action Sports Radio this week.
Pumped up to be here, as always.
All right, there's like three left. We have Seattle, and everybody's all stoked up about that. Nobody more than Ryan Villopoto, kind of racing in his own backyard. Hey, Jason, You know, you guys put up the spoiler alert on your website because I guess television, they kind of like juggle things and they want to put it on in prime time, but they have other issues. And there's a lot of venomous emails and Twitters and about whether or not you should be posting the results while people are waiting to watch it on television. What's your strategy on that?
Well, there's really only two races this year that won't be live out of the whole Supercross season. So it's 15 out of 17 are live. A lot of the stuff we do is left over from the days when they weren't all live, which is only about 3 years ago. There weren't any live races, or there were only a handful. So when the race is over, as soon as it ends, we post a link that says spoiler report. Do not click on it if you don't want to know who wins, but you won't see a photo that indicates what happened or anything like that. We purposely put a photo of like fireworks and opening ceremonies and things like that. So there's and there's another link that'll give you results. Don't click on it. The real thing that gets people, I believe, is Twitter and Instagram. But if we don't do it, there's going to be 1,000 other people doing it, including the riders themselves. So you're going to find that anyway. So my best advice is these two races that are not quite live, that have that short delay, don't look at social media because some dude in the stands is going to post it on his Facebook page too. You're going to find out, so stay away.
Oh, that's the key. Okay, good. So they shouldn't hate on RacerX. You're doing all the right things.
We'll, this sounds crazy, but we'd invite you to unfollow us for a few hours. But and the reason, every race was going to be live, but two of them were going to have to be on Fox Sports 2, which is a channel not many people get. They swapped it and said, all right, we'll do a two-hour or three-hour delay to be on Fox Sports 1. So it's a necessary evil. Sports, when college basketball season and stuff like that rolls around, sometimes Supercross gets a bump. Oh, well, we got to deal with it. We're growing.
Yeah, there you go. All right, all good things come to an end. We knew it couldn't last. James Stewart posted an angry, angry picture. He was going for the four-peat, and it did not happen. You know, and the quote was, my guys don't quit. My fans don't quit. I will never quit. Exclamation mark, multiple exclamation marks. You'll never lose as long as you give it your all. And he got a lot of, you know, positive response on that. Just how, I guess, motivated, angry. What was the problem there?
Well, he was sick apparently all week. I talked to some people over there. He was barely visible all day, barely road practice. I talked to some people on his team, and they said he was sick all week. He only rode one day, which he would normally ride 3 to 4, and he just nursed it through. So getting a fifth with whatever condition he was in, I think was a pretty big deal. You could see in the main event he didn't have any energy left. He was kind of riding, standing up. But providing he gets healthy, he should be back to the same James Stewart who had won 3 in a row before that. Again, providing this illness goes away in 1 week. You don't always wipe the slate clean just because the calendar change, right?
Yeah. All right, something we don't do often. Let's look at the points race. It's really a three-way battle at this point for second. James Stewart, Ryan Dungey, and Ken Roczen are all battling for second. You being a betting man, Ryan Dungey being playing it safe, does James Stewart want to just go for it and get second, or is this just kind of like, let's just stay healthy and wait for the outdoors?
Yeah, I don't think these guys at this level, second place doesn't mean too much for them. It probably would mean an actual bonus, money-wise, but even that, if it's 30 grand or 50 grand, I know you're probably thinking, that's good money, but these guys make enough where they don't even care about that. When they don't win the title, they're pissed. Second place doesn't make them happy. So I think they're just going to race just the individual races. Like, if Stewart could win the last three, he'd be glad to do that. If Dungey could win the last three, he'd be glad to do that. But most importantly, they do want to stay safe. I don't think they care about the points at all. Wherever they end up, they end up. But most importantly, be ready in about a month when we're racing another series.
Which brings me to my next question that I've been waiting to ask you about. Vicky Golden, is there any kind of buzz about her now being eligible to race Supercross? Is there any kind of rush to support her? Or do the riders even care if she tries to jump into the mix next season?
I haven't heard as far as, like, any teams looking to sign her on or anything like that. I think what would have to happen is, or I think what probably has happened is, she's out in California. I think a lot of the people in the know kind of know where she stands, so they'll have an idea when next year comes around, like, is this a legitimate thing you want to get behind? Does she not have a chance? Does she have a chance? Obviously, just because you're eligible via the rules, there's a lot of riders that are eligible via the rules, but maybe they're not fast enough to qualify. So I would think there's people out in California who've seen a ride and know if this is either a long shot or a possibility. And if it's a possibility, I could easily see not one of the full factory teams, but one of the other teams in the pits getting on board because you know it's going to get a lot of coverage. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it right now, right?
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're in Seattle. Who do you got?
go with Dungey. How about that?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to change it all up. There's a lot going on. There's a weird situation here where Villopoto has fallen into position to potentially win the title two races early. He's got to gain 5 points or 6 points on Dunge and 5 points on Stewart or something like that. I think it's going to be a little crazier than that. It won't quite work out in his favor this weekend.
Wow. All right. You heard it from Racerette's mouth to your ears. I got to give him his big promo. He's the online editor for Racerette's Online. And if you want the latest in Moto and Supercross news, go to Racerette's Online for the most up-to-date info on all your Moto stars with Jason Weingant. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Racerette's Online on race day, where you get minute-by-minute action all day. Thank you, Jason, for being a part of our show.
Yeah, we'll be spoiling it for you. Seattle's always a gnarly track. Mr. Consistency, Mr. Strong, Dungey. That's who you got to look for on a course like that. That's what I'm saying.
All right, we'll see you there. All right, coming up, we have Martin Davalos here on All Action Sports Radio. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And, you know, I get told to say it, so I got to say it. We're plugging our little contest we're having here at All Action Sports Radio, where you like us on Facebook and you like us on Twitter and Instagram. And whoever finds that magic number on that like scale, Pam will call you and you'll reach in our swag bag and you'll be able to pull something out. Something cool. So Twitter is at All Action Sport, no S, and our Facebook page is All Action Sport, as well as our Instagram, All Action Sports Radio. All right, we moved out of our Moto segment, and we're moving into our feature segment, and I'm really stoked. I've been waiting to talk to our next guest for quite a while. He's having an amazing season on the Supercross Series. He rides number 31. He is leading the points in the Eastern Regional 250 class, and man, he rides for Kawasaki. We want to thank him for being a part of All Action Sports Radio this week, Mr. Martin Davalos.
How are you guys doing? I'm excited to be a part of the show.
Oh, man, we are stoked to have you on the show. Now, Martin, you've been having a heck of a season thus far, and I want to say congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So far, it's been a great year for me. I have a great team behind me, you know, Monster Energy Pro Circuit Kawasaki, and, you know, my trainer Ty and my trainer Brock, and just, you know, all of us sat down in the off season just to kind of see what I needed to do to, you know, to be the best I could be through the year. So so far, whatever we've been doing, it's been working for us, and just excited to be a part of this whole thing that's going on right now for me, you know.
All right. Well, the Eastern Regional 250 class has you're on a 2 week break before you return to action at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and that's April 26th. Now, you told me you just finished up with your trainer.
Yeah, I actually just finished up with my trainer Ty. We went on a bike ride, and you know it's pretty warm out here in California today. Actually, this couple of days has been in the you know high 90s, so it's cool to just get a little feeling of what the outdoor season is gonna be in the summer. So it's pretty cool, and it was tough. Now we're driving back home just to kind of chill and relax. Today's my day off of my motorcycle, and tomorrow back at it.
Now, Martin, you know, in St. Louis, you had an epic ride. You went toe-to-toe with Justin Bogle. You got your second win of the season, and you're leading in the point standings. This is such a great turnaround for you over the past couple of years where you've had injuries and you had setbacks, and now you're leading. What do you attribute your success this season to? Is it the bike? Has it been the training? What's turned things around for you this season?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and you know, St. Louis for me was really an amazing race. I was finally able to you know put a 15 solid laps the way I've been trained to do. You know, a lot of the you know Dallas, I feel like I was in that position and I lost the front end, and you know I've lost the front end in a couple races when I was leading, so that was a little bummer, and I've been trying to you know find the rhythm that I finally found in St. Louis. So it was a great thing. And you know, like I said, it's a combination of having such a great team that is willing to put the effort into, you know, testing and help me feel comfortable every weekend at the race. And you know, obviously the preparation that we had on the off season, and then the goals that were coming in into each weekend, you know, and being able to focus on that each weekend, each lap that I do out there. So you know, I got, you know, the guys that I have with me right now coming to the races, which is Ty Cady and Brock Sellers, you know, those guys are the ones that have guided me through this process, that I trust the most, you know. So it's awesome to have those guys, and obviously Monster Energy Pro Circuit, Kawasaki, also providing me, you know, the best equipment out there.
All right, you're listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're in our featured segment with motocross rider Martin Davalos. He is leading the Eastern Regional 250 class in point standings, and he's on a little bit of a break before they start up again at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey on April 26th. Martin, it's been one of those things where people look at you and they're like, man, he has all the talent in the world. He has all the potential in the world. And you didn't quite get there. Now that you're there, and everybody sees just how great you can ride, it's a little different from being at the from behind. You're in the front. You're the big target right now. Everybody's looking for you in New Jersey. Like, okay, this is the guy we got to beat. What do you change your strategy? What's your mindset now going into New Jersey?
Nothing, to be honest with you. I don't have any different mindset as the mindset that I had at the beginning of the season. I want to do my own laps. I want to ride my own race. I don't want to worry about anybody. You know, that was the goal at the beginning of the year, and that's the goal that we're going to take the whole year now, you know?
To ride your own race. I get it. But like I said, you know, you have to get out front, and guys are coming after you. It's a different feeling. So you don't have a different feeling going into this race?
No, I really don't. And you know, I'm excited to go racing again. I'm excited to line up right next to the guys again, and you know, do my best. I want to put 15 solid laps. I want to get great starts, and I know I'm capable of doing what I have to do and just try and be consistent. I know Justin is riding really strong, and you know, my teammate Blake, and there's a lot of people also on the East Coast that are running good. But you know, I just want to keep doing what I do, and you know, I'm enjoying this little break that we have right now. We're doing a little bit of outdoor testing, getting ready for that also, and you know, changing the mind up a little bit, just focusing a little bit on a couple of different stuff. And excited to go to New York. It's a new stadium for all of us, new fans, and I think MetLife is going to be awesome over there.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be crazy. Hey, Martin, so it's well-known you're from Ecuador. Please forgive me if I don't say it right. You can help me. You're from Pichincha?
No, I'm from Quito, Ecuador.
Quito?
Yeah, Quito. That's the Quito. Capital of Ecuador. Yeah, Quito. That's the capital of Ecuador.
Now you're an accomplished rider there, and you came over here to ride, and everybody saw just how good you were. What's the reaction been like from Ecuador, as far as your success?
Actually, it's been awesome to have you know, the country supporting me like the way it is right now. Everybody's very aware of what's going on over here, and you know, people that really care about me have stuck behind me through my whole career. They understand what I've gone through, what I've done to be in the place that I'm at right now. I know people. A lot of people think that I've been on the light clouds or whatever. I've struggled through the years, but you know, it's been a tough experience for me to learn everything over here. Like I said, I come from a very small country. I was only on the amateur scene for 2 years. I didn't grow up racing the way these other guys did, and you know, it's been a tough experience, but it's been a great thing for me. And you know, I really don't worry about the negative comments that I hear sometimes. I just worry about the positive people that, you know, like I said, that really know me, that really know how hard I work and have been behind me through my whole career.
Well, that's a great attitude, and that's the right way to look at it, Martin. Now you're engaged, right? Is that rumor true?
Yeah, I'm engaged now. You know, I've been dating my beautiful fiance for over 6 years now, and I'm very fortunate. She's a dental school student, and she's got two more years now on that. And, you know, excited to this new chapter in my life. She understands my sport. She understands what I do, and I understand what she goes through. So it's cool to have somebody that is behind you like that and supports you 100%.
Hey, well, Martin, thank you so much for taking time out and being a part of All Action Sports Radio this week. We want to wish you nothing but the best of luck going into MetLife Stadium on April 26th. And good fortune, my man. Good fortune.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on the show. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Good luck, and I want to thank Ken Essex from Kawasaki for making it happen. We have more with Devin Logan, silver medalist from Sochi, here on All Action Sports Radio. Yeah, we're back with All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Couldn't be more fitting music. I don't know who pulls that stuff for us here at All Action Sports Radio, but well done. Well done. All right, don't forget we have our contest here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com, where you like us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and you get to dip in our swag bag and pull out what we got. I mean, shoes, backpacks, I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff in there. So you can go to All Action Sports Radio. All Action Sport, no S, on Twitter, All Action Sports Radio on Instagram, and All Action Sports Radio on Facebook. Like us, and Pam will pick out that number, and off we go. All right, she is an AFP overall champion, multiple X Games medalist, and she has crowned her very short yet amazing career in free skiing with a silver medal in slopestyle at the Sochi Olympics. She had her own day back at home in Vermont, Devon Day, and I heard from a very reliable source she is one heck of a cook and baker, and we are stoked to have her on All Action Sports Radio. Please welcome West Dover, Vermont's favorite daughter, Devon Logan. Hi, Devon.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, with all respect to Kelly Clark, West Dover, Vermont's favorite daughter. You've been on a whirlwind since winning the Sochi Olympics. We have seen you at the Oscar parties. We have seen you on television. What's life like since? I guess it's been fantastic. Let's get that out of the way. But are you still up in the air on cloud nine? Have you come down a little bit? Has it settled in that you are a silver medalist from the Winter X Games? I mean, not the X Games, the Olympics.
life has been crazy. It's been nonstop ever since everything happened in the whirlwind tour, and I got to experience a lot of things that I never thought would be possible, like going and meeting Ben Affleck at the Oscars and just enjoying my time. But, I look back and think that the Olympics happened like 2 months ago, and it's crazy how time has flown by. And, I mean, even our qualifications feel like years ago for what I've been having to do since I've won the medal, but I mean, it still doesn't feel real. I mean, I'm on cloud nine and I can't believe it. And just so happy, and was fanatic. And then having my 21st birthday after that, it just was the topping on the cake.
Oh, I've heard about that birthday, and we're going to get to it. But you just recently got to go to the White House and meet the president. How was that?
That was amazing. It was so cool. It was a whole new reunion with everyone that we met in Sochi, and making more friends, and had an awesome time. We had this red carpet party the first night we got there, and then we had the award ceremony, Best of the U.S., where I got to see a lot of my friends, like Sage Kostenberg, win Best Male Olympian in the voting, where it's people's vote, and my friend Aaron Hamlin in Luge, and then met the president the whole next day, and it was phenomenal. They're so down to earth, and just it was amazing. Words can't describe how happy I was about it.
So you were actually on the grounds of the White House. Did you get to tour the White House? Did you shake his hand?
Yeah, we got a tour of the White House. We went on the South Lawn, and then went through the tour, got to see all the rooms, and learned some more history about the White House. And then we all got lined up and was waiting for him, and got announced all single in a line, and just shook his hand, and had a couple words. Michelle was giving all of us hugs, and she's a great hugger, by the way.
Oh, nice. Such a mom Very hug. Nice. But,
yeah, and then they had a huge presentation for us after, and it was awesome.
Man, you must eat like kings over there.
Eat? Sorry?
You must have ate like kings over there.
Yeah.
At the White House, I heard the spread is amazing.
Yeah, well, they had some baggage lunch for us, so, but that was really good.
All right, nice. And the president was cool, huh?
Yeah, they're very mellow, down to earth. They're a lot taller than I thought they would be, but but they're very nice people. Yeah, I was happy to see it. And he even said back to back double cork 1260, so that was awesome.
All right, now everybody wants to know: did you get a selfie with the president?
No, we were not allowed. Like, we were allowed our cell phones for the tours, but we were not allowed to have anything meeting him personally. I think they took pictures of us, though.
Did you have to do a background check, or did they have to check all of you guys, like, to make sure?
I don't know about background check, but we went through a lot of security getting into the White House first.
All right, cool. All right, well, we got a lot to talk to you about, Devin. I mean, I know you had your Devin Day just recently at home, and we want to talk about that. That is super, super cool. And I know you got this big party coming up for your 21st birthday at the Venetian, right?
Yes.
I mean, that is super hot. But we have to pay the piper here at All Action Sports Radio. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Devin Logan, slopestyle silver medalist at the Sochi Winter Games. I keep wanting to throw X in there because it's such a big part of my life. But that was the Olympics, and we'll talk about her X Games exploits as well here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We'll be back. All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And I want to give a big shout out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, KIVA, 1600 AM. Thank you for being a part of our show each and every week here at All Action Sports Radio. And we're on the line with Devin Logan. She is a Olympic champion in slopestyle, first ever for women. And she's a silver medalist, just got back from visiting the president and the White House. She's had her very own day and her parade at home. She is Dover, Vermont's favorite daughter. And how stoked were you to get your own day?
Oh, it was amazing. I wasn't even expecting what they had planned for me. They had a whole bunch of surprises. So it was awesome. And I saw a lot of people I grew up with and a lot of kids and got to hang out and enjoy my home mountain.
Well, Saturday, March 22nd was Devin Day, complete with the parade through Dover, Vermont. And your buddy, legendary snowboarder Kelly Clark, she was a no-show. What was that all about?
She was there a couple days earlier. I saw her actually when I went to go see the president, and we talked about it. She was super busy with interviews, which we expected. But they gave some credit to myself, her, and also Eliza Outstrom, who skied up in Mount Snow and competed in moguls in Sochi.
Well, I would never turn away from my own parade. I mean, that's got to be amazing. That leads me to my next question. Devin, you have accomplished so much so young, you know. What's next? Are you getting ready for, you know, Seoul, Korea? I know you're filming. You're in Park City right now. You're filming. You're doing your thing. But do you want to do another Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to go in another 4 years, but, I mean, that's 4 years away. I don't even know what I'm doing next week, basically. So just going to try to take it day by day and just keep everything the same, do the same contest next year, X Games, and I'll do tours and hopefully get a little bit more filming done and actually get to be able to see some POW and have a little bit more downtime. But, yeah, 4 years ahead would be awesome. I was close to making the halfpipe team this year. I only missed it by 10 points, so I really would like to kind of buckle down and hopefully make that team too in another 4 years.
Oh, wow. I'm sure Maddie Bowman will have something to say about that. And you know, Maddie was on our show as well as David Wise, and they expressed what a wonderful kinship they've had with the other skiers and what a wonderful event Sochi was for them, and how it changed their lives in so many ways. Did you have the same experience where I know it changed your life as a winner, but just going there to Russia and seeing a different side of the world, was that kind of a life-changing experience?
Definitely. I haven't been to Russia because last year for our chess event, I was injured, unfortunately. So this was my first time. And I mean, being on the U.S. team, they give you preparations and talk to other Olympians what it's going to be about. I mean, at least for myself, I built it up to be something, and it's completely different, but it was so amazing. Just the people and the culture and all the different athletes I got to meet, and the dining hall, and just cheering on and learning about new sports and supporting Team USA, and then getting to share that with everyone. It was an awesome experience, and now it's one that I'll never forget, that's for sure.
Well, you're the youngest of five kids. Your two older brothers are pro skiers, and your sisters went to college on softball scholarships, so you're a very athletic family, man. I guess everybody's super proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome having so much support. I mean, even leading up to this years ago, and now being able to share with everyone, and as I'm doing my media tour, I'm stopping in everywhere and getting to see my friends and family and share that experience with them too, because I mean that's the greatest part about the medal, seeing the reactions on everyone else's face and how pumped they are. It just kind of relights the fire, and it's amazing.
Well, Devin, congratulations from all of us here at All Action Sports Radio.
Thank you.
Safe, and we'll see you at the next Olympics, all right, and the X Games.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, coming up, we have more here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com.
I drink to remember, I smoke to forget, some things to be proud of, some stuff to regret. Gone down some dark alleys in my own head. Something's changing, changing, changing. I go back to Clifton to see my old friend.
All right. You're listening to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Man, we've had an amazing show today. I am super stoked. I mean, Martin Davalos from the 250 series of motocross, Devin Logan, silver medalist from Sochi, and we talked to Racer X Online, Jason Weingant. Man, kick-ass show? I guess I can say that. We're good with that. All right, you listen to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. I'm Wes, and we're moving into our next segment. We're going to be talking to Zach Weisberg, who's a one-time online editor at Surfer Magazine, and he's now the publisher editor for The Inertia. He's on the line right now. Zach?
Yeah, how you doing? Glad to be here.
We're doing good, man. Thank you for filling in. You know, Ryan Simmons, he's usually our surf expert here at All Action Sports Radio. He's off in Ecuador, the U.S. surf team. So thank you, Zach, for taking the time out and visiting
with
us.
Can't say I'm not jealous.
No doubt, right?
Ecuador right now.
Now, just to inform everybody, The Inertia is a multimedia platform created for and by surfers around the world, and you started it.
Correct.
Which is pretty phenomenal, and I just found out that offline that you're like in my neck of the woods, down in Santa Monica, Venice area.
Yeah, we're neighbors.
So listen, we brought you on to talk about Kelly Slater, not just Kelly Slater, but surfing in general. But Kelly Slater left Quiksilver, and you know, sent a huge shockwave through the surfing industry. I was trying to get a take on it from the surfing industry. How does that move the needle with people, with the surfing industry? What does that say about the state of the surfing industry? Because it's spring break right now, and my kids are home. And some other kids came over, and they came from the beach, and they wanted to go back to the beach. And the first thing they asked me when they came in is, hey, do you have any stories about Kelly Slater? Was Kelly on your show? Can you talk about Kelly Slater? He's such a big name and a phenom in the surfing industry. How can Quiksilver give him up so quickly?
That's a great question. I think it was unexpected and surprising news all around. And not only that, but it was dropped pretty much on April 1st, on April Fool's, which, for better or worse, probably added a lot of some mystique around the whole announcement in itself. But Kelly kind of clarified later on that was completely incidental and that, you know, when his contract had expired. I mean, I guess that's the decision that he chose to make to kind of venture off on his own.
I know, but Zach, you're letting the 11-time world champion walk away. That's like Nike letting Michael Jordan walk away. What he puts into the company far exceeds what you get out of it. I don't understand what's happening at Quiksilver that they're retrenching so much. Is the industry in trouble right now?
Well, without having a set of numbers in front of me to kind of confirm or deny that, I think it's no secret that there a lot of companies have been struggling in the economic climate at the moment. And but I think more than that, you know, with this move with Kelly, it's kind of a, it seems like an individual choice. You know, he's reached a stage in his life and his career. This is all speculation as well. But, you know, I think he has an opportunity to build something entirely of his own. And that's probably aside from whatever kind of bureaucracies, new policy changes, and the new management and leadership at Quiksilver. I would hope that it's coming from a good place where he recognizes an opportunity and a partner to create something meaningful and lasting that he just feels great about.
Well,
yeah, it's no secret. I mean, you know, Quiksilver just got a new CEO in from Disney, and I think they had a lot of layoffs, and they kind of changed their approach to how they do business. And I'm sure in some way that played a part in this. I have no idea to what degree, but I think things are definitely changing at Quiksilver, at least from an outsider's perspective.
Well, on Kelly's Facebook page, he said his next venture will be with the Kering Group, which specializes in apparel for like Volcom, Electric, Gucci, Puma, and Stella McCartney, which is all great company. Don't get me wrong. Those are all great companies. But it just seems to me that Quiksilver, is it short-sightedness? I mean, that you let a guy like that go? When, like I said, those kids came over and all they cared about was Kelly. They didn't care about John. They didn't care about Gabriel. And these are surfers. They're on the surf team at the high school, the junior high school. They live and breathe this stuff every day, and all they care about is Kelly. So I was just curious about the state of the industry, if you heard that ripple, what's going on.
Whether that was short-sighted or not, I'm not sure. I mean, the value, like you said, that someone like Kelly Slater brings to the table is immeasurable. You know, he's the icon, the default ambassador of surfing. And to allow him to walk away from your company and your brand, that's definitely a really bold decision.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's one that obviously they've measured out, I would imagine, pretty painstakingly in what they could do to keep him involved. And I'm sure it was a mixture of an emotional and a kind of a rational business decision. And I guess they just couldn't make it work. I have no idea around the specifics. And I think you bring up an interesting point about, you know, kids not caring about John or whomever. I'm not sure how true that is, you know? I think that each company is definitely, you know, looking to build the next great icon of the sport. The ability for a company to retain one, like Kelly, while building another, like whether Dane or John or Gabriel, or, you know, even younger kids coming up, they just had to make that decision.
Yeah, and I guess time will tell. Zach Weisberg, the one-time online editor at Surfer Magazine, and now publisher and editor for The Inertia, a multimedia platform created for and by surfers around the world. Zach, thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, and I hope we can do this again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, and check out the site. It's totally redesigned, relaunched. We relaunched it last week, and so we're really proud of it. So.
Oh. Absolutely.
If you haven't come by, check it out.
TheInertia.com. TheInertia, INERTIA.com. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, coming up, we have our song of the week. I think I tolerated all the haters I can stand. Pop off a slug just to send me. All right, this is our song of the week, Girl Talk and Freeway, Tolerated, featuring Waka Flocka Flame here at All Action Sports Radio. When we step in, the people hate, cause we floss. We really ball, they really can't heavyweight. We set them up and they took the bait. Just give me a reason, I come through and make that heat quake. Haters get to watch us, we get it popping, no battles. All right, and that's our show this week here at All Action Sports Radio. You can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. I want to thank Martin Davalos for being a part of our show, Zach Weisberg from The Inertia for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, and Devin Logan, Olympic skier and silver medalist. And I want to thank you, our fans, for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, our crew, Pam, Jay, Everybody, thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. I'm Wes, I'm your host, and I am out. Go have a killer week now.
Gotta find me a big booty woman. Big booty woman is hard to find. I find my big